first parak of the Chayres, fourth Mishnah. Achas bicha va achas shaloi bicha. The Yoldush Neizchor. He has two chamoyrim, two donkeys, and one already had offspring, and one is now pregnant with her first. And came out two zchor. So one of them is a bchor, and one is not a bchor. So if they belong to the same person, he gives one sled to the coin, because we know for sure that he has only one out of the two, which is the bechor. Zoch and a keva, now we're in trouble. If they gave birth to a zoch and a keva, it depends who gave birth to who. If the one that never had offspring gave birth to the zoch, so he has one that needs a pigeon. If that one gave to the keva, then he doesn't have to be paid to anything. So it says, mafish le'echod le'atzmo. There's an iser of a pet of hamor, so you have to be paid it. You don't have to give the seh over to the koyin, because that's already falls within the rules. Since it's a suffix, if you owe the money, you don't have to give it to him. Shenema, like it says, the seh which is used to redeem the donkey could either be a seh, implies from the behemoth dakas, which could be either kvasim or minizim, both from the sheet of the goats, or the seh could be a zachar or a nekeva, which is used to redeem the male offspring of the donkey. And god lokot could be big or small, talmud ba mum, could even have a mum, this seh. The poigde by poem haba, you could use it many times. If you gave it to the kohen, the kohen gives it back to you, then you could use it again for redeeming the next petach hamo. Nichnas dir ledir lehis aser. It also, it's considered his animal, the animal of the original owner, and therefore, when he makes the meiser behema, he can include this seh as one of them. Now, this is only talking about a case where he didn't give it to the kohen. He gave it to the kohen, took it back, and it's something that he bought from the kohen that's spotted from meiser behema. But we're talking about he was mafresh it, and he used that to be paid this sofik petach hamor, so never left his reshus, it was always in his possession, and therefore it can be used as part of the ma'aseh payment. As there is a certain element of chiddush, because it would be room to say that since it's a sofik, in as much as the coin deserves it, belongs to the coin. But really it's not so, because it doesn't belong to the coin. It's just the coin deserves to get it eventually, but already the ma'aseh, since it's a sofik, it always stayed in the possession of the original owner. The meis nenim bo, and if this if this seh died even before he gave it to the kohen, if it's a type of seh the kohen's supposed to get, then he gives it over to the kohen even after it died, because the second they made the pigeon, the kohen is entitled to this seh, and therefore he gives the dead seh over to the kohen.